See yourself as spirits. born again, see, and not of this world at all. Now, did you remember Jesus said the eye is the lamp of the body?
Yeah.
Let us read two scriptures for tonight. That was the homily. Now we'll read the lesson for this evening. Let's read Matthew 6:23. 6:22. Matthew 6:22. Heavy, friend, heavy. Ready? 6:22. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is not sound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Remember, the body was one part of you, remember? The six parts, Jesus is there speaking of the physical, but he's using it as a figure of the spiritual. Now, you remember last night, the reason we're going through all this, remember last night we said something about you've got to see yourselves as what?
Spirits.
Yeah, as you walk around the world, you should start seeing yourself as something like very powerful magnetic field. And everyone around you, very weak magnetic field. And you're the giant. All right, now let's go over, remembering this one more verse. Let's read Luke 11:33. Remember the bit about the electromagnetic thing. Read this, Luke 11:33. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar or under a bushel, but on a stand, that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is sound, your whole body is full of light. But when it is not sound, your body is full of darkness. Therefore be careful, lest the light in you be darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, it will be wholly bright, as when a lamp with its rays gives you light. The eye is the lamp of the body, is what's running through all this. Now, to make it super heavy, you can follow the whole thing through. How about God testing man with his eyes, with his eyelids? How is it that your eyes are the lamp of the body? Well, how does that work? What about your eyes? You all know that humanly, there's something about eyes. Now, in physics, of course, your eyes are purely passive. Your eyes are acted upon. Light acts upon your eyes, and you see things. But here, Jesus is talking totally from the other way around. If your eyes, he's using as the light of your body, and he speaks of it's giving off rays. Talking about physical eyes there, is he?
No.
Yet there's something about you. There's something about the eyes, isn't there? Didn't you ever see that? Did you ever notice that? People's eyes. Now how are the eyes the lamp of your body? Well, your eyes are how someone else can see you. You can tell a person's word by their eyes. All right, we had to get into that. So let's get it over with. Go ahead. You can tell a person's word. But,
huh? You can tell certain things about them. Yeah. How sure they are themselves.
That Patty is sneaky. Is that what you mean? You mean that shifty look. Is that what you mean? And you mean, on the other hand, someone like Joan, who, you know, cross-eyed and he stares right at you, you know, with that real strong cross-eyed look, you know, she's all right then.